flesh and today they are.
Move anybody else? Not feel good.
Fill him up.
Yes,
glad to be free this morning.
Hey, amen. Yes, sir, brother.
Amen. Glad to be a part of the family of God.
Yeah, amen.
It is true. It is written. Whom the Son make free is free.
Amen.
Right.
Glad today. Amen. To be here amongst
the living. Amen.
Amen. I told Randy last night, I said, well, I had a thought. Amen. I sung the songs that was supposed to go along with the thought, and Jerry ended up getting preached, and I was blessed for that. And I said, well, I'll just carry that over till tomorrow if the Lord don't change. And so that song, that last song, was about being free indeed.
Amen.
Lord being my helper, we're going to preach on being free indeed.
Just
if you got your Bible, turn with me to Luke chapter 13.
Bless
you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. I said, well, I'm filled up this morning. I'm a weakened body like most of you here. I mean, can't stop yawning for nothing, but I tell you, I'm glad that when I'm weak, God is strong.
Hey, amen. Yep.
Hey, it reminds me sometimes, you know, if you know people like I do, and I ain't going to pick up a wife like Randy does, but she comes to mind, when they get tired, they get what's called loopy. They start, you know, just being crazy and silly and funny, and they don't care. And that's kind of how I feel this morning. Tired in body, but I don't care.
Amen.
Hey, I'm free indeed, amen. Amen. The burden of God. Amen. I can worship the Lord this morning in spirit and truth.
And
the Bible says where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
Amen.
I tell you what, like Randy says, let's loosen up this morning. Let the Spirit have free course.
Amen.
Luke chapter 13. Let's go down to verse 10. Bible says, he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, talking about Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
He was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years.
Mm-hmm.
And was bowed together.
Yeah, bless you.
And could in no wise lift herself up. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him. Now she couldn't get up.
Mm-hmm.
He called her to him.
Mm-hmm.
And said unto her, woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity.
Amen.
And laid his hands on her. Immediately she was made straight and glorified God.
Mm-hmm.
And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day. And said unto the people, there are 6 days in which men ought to work. In them, therefore, come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. The Lord then answered him and said, thou hypocrite, doth not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead him away to watering? And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham,
mm-hmm.
whom Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day? When he had said these things, all his adversaries were ashamed, and all the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him.
Bless him, Lord.
That's as far as we're going to read this morning.
God bless you this morning, Lord.
And I tell you, we find that the woman there was 18 years she had been, you know, in this case, had an infirmity of 18 years. And I begin to think about all the other people in the Bible, you know, we know the blind man that was, amen, for 38 years he was in that case, amen. Sat by the pool waiting for the water to be troubled, and every time the water was stirred up and the angel stirred the waters up, we find that that man, amen, he was always, somebody always got in front of him and made it to the pool before he got there.
Amen.
He didn't have nobody to help him in the pool. Jesus asked him, he said, you want to be made whole? Hey, will thou be made whole? Amen. He told him to take up his bed and walk. Amen. Didn't need no pool. Amen. Had the great position.
No, brother.
Right there with him. Amen. He was in Acts this morning. I think about that man, I believe he was lame, amen, from his birth.
Amen. Yeah.
He was about 40-something years old.
Amen.
And Peter said, silver and gold I have I none, but such as I have, I give unto thee in the name of Jesus, rise and walk. Amen. He had something that was free, amen, and then to this man.
Yeah, he did.
Caleb preached the other night on Lazarus. Amen. Lazarus came forth from the tomb. Jesus called him forth. Amen. He appeared there in the open entryway of the tomb. We find that Jesus looked at the friends and looked at the people there that was weeping for him. He told him, loose him and let him go. Amen. I'm going to talk about being free this morning.
Come on, brother.
Amen. Talk about being free. Amen. Jesus came so that me and you, amen, can no longer have to be servants to sin. Amen. No longer have to be in bondage to sin. Amen. The nature that we were born into. Amen. Ever since Adam came on this world, we were born into that same nature. Amen. When he fell in the garden, we were born in that sin nature. David said, in sin did my mother conceive me. Amen. Hey, we know that when we're born, amen, we have the sin nature upon us. It was passed down. Amen. From Adam. And I tell you what, we have to deal with that all the days of our life. We have to suffer in this old flesh. Hey, but I tell you what, I'm glad that God made a way. Amen. That we can be free from having to serve the flesh.
Amen, brother.
Having to serve the flesh. Man, this woman was in this case for 18 years.
Yes, brother.
Amen. Couldn't lift herself up. She was had an infirmity. Hey, but Jesus said to her, woman, thou art loose from thy infirmity. Hey, man, I'm glad today that Jesus looked down on me and said, man, hey, thou art loose. Come out from that old lifestyle and start living a new life more abundantly. Amen. Today, I'm glad today we sing one this week. Amen. Come to the altar. Amen. And he said unto her, woman, thou art loose. Amen. I'm glad today we don't have to serve sin in the flesh. Amen. The flesh is weak. Hey, but that spirit is weak.
Amen.
And greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Turn over with me, if you will, to Romans chapter 6. This is going to bear with me in the message today.
Come on.
My wife's been studying this. She's been telling me about some of this stuff. But I seem to always go back to this.
Uh-huh.
I'm glad Romans 6 came before Romans 7.
Uh-huh.
Romans 7, Paul had a lot of problems in his flesh.
Uh-huh.
Amen. He tried to serve God, but his flesh wanted to go the other way.
Amen.
Amen. I feel like Paul must have encouraged himself here.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Before he got into that other section and began to remind himself, hey, I don't have to serve the flesh.
Amen.
I don't have to be a slave to sin.
Come on, brother.
Let's read a little bit. We'll just kind of jump around here, Romans chapter 6, and see what it says. Romans chapter 6, amen, it talks about, it says, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Now that's important, that word dead to sin.
Come on, brother.
Know ye not that so many of us, as we're baptized into Jesus Christ, we're baptized into his death. Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life.
Amen.
New creature, amen, free. Amen. For if we've been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection.
Amen.
Knowing that this, our old man, is crucified with him, the old man.
Yeah.
Amen, the old man. That the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is free from sin.
Amen.
Now I want you to get this in your mind here for a second. I was reading this morning. Amen. Didn't know for sure it's what I'm going to preach on, but I began to ponder and meditate on this, and a scripture came to my mind. Amen. I'm going to read, you don't have to turn there, but it's found in 1 Corinthians 7, verse 39. It says, the wife is bound by the law as long as her husband liveth, but if her husband be dead, she is at liberty to be married to whom she will, only in the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. You just think about that. The wife being bound to the husband, and vice versa, as long as they both live. Amen. Uh-huh. And when they're dead, that's over with. Uh-huh. They're free to marry if they need to again, if they want to again.
Mm-hmm.
Only in the Lord. Amen.
Bless him, Lord.
Amen. And Paul said over there in 2 Corinthians 11, he said, I am jealous over you with a godly jealousy, for I have espoused you to one husband that I might present you as a chaste virgin to Christ.
Amen.
Now we just read in Romans 6 about being dead Amen. The old man is dead. And amen. By baptism is a sign of that death, that we are buried with Christ.
Yeah.
Amen. As we come up, we leave the old man in the grave. We come up a new creature in Christ. Amen. That's a representation of that.
Right.
Hey, all that happens first at the altar, folks. Don't get me wrong. Hey, but that's an outward confession of an inward change. Amen. An inward faith.
Yeah.
Amen. And we find that as you come up, that's representing the new life. That's representing being dead to sin and free from sin.
Amen.
As I was reading this morning, it began to make sense when I thought of it in the sense of being married.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Death, when we was born in this world, death was pronounced upon us.
Amen.
To a sense, we were married to sin, to death.
Yeah, we will.
Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, think about this. You come to the altar, you come to give your heart to God, you come to give your heart to Christ. Hey, man, you go down an old sinner, you come up a saved sinner, amen, but you're still saved by the grace of God.
Amen.
Amen. I tell you what, you became dead to sin.
Uh-huh.
The law of sin is no longer effect.
Yeah.
Amen. You became a new creature. Amen. And because you died out in Christ, that old nature, you're no longer obligated to serve.
Uh-huh.
Hey, and amen, we know that Christ has a bride called the church.
Uh-huh.
Amen. You become part of the bride. You become part of that new creature, that family of God. And now you are a spouse unto Christ. Amen. Therefore, the old husband death, old husband sin, amen, it died out. Amen.
Amen.
You don't have to serve the flesh. Hey, you don't have to serve sin.
Amen.
Hey, you become a spouse to Christ.
Amen.
Amen. A new marriage. Amen.
Praise
a new creature. Amen. And we don't have to be a slave and in bondage to sin anymore.
Amen.
We are free indeed.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Yeah. But I tell you what, so many people like to go back
mm-hmm.
to that old hood.
Yeah.
Amen. That old husband's dead. Okay. Mm-hmm. That old sin. Amen. That old flesh. That old man is dead.
Yeah.
But how many times we like to go back to that old man?
Right.
How many times does this flesh want that which is good for it instead of that spirit that's been renewed and regenerated wants the Christ? Amen. Our husband. Our spouse. Find ourselves going back to the old ways sometimes.
Amen.
Find ourselves missing church, amen, maybe on a Sunday evening or Sunday day or Wednesday night or not through the revival. And you find yourself, as that old nature starts tempting you and luring you back away from the Father and from the life that you know now in Christ, it gets easier.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. To serve sin, which you have been bought from and purchased from having to do.
Dry, brother.
Amen. You become entangled. Notice, amen, it says in another place I've got marked down here, I refer to this quite a bit, and that's Galatians 5:1. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage.
Amen.
Amen. Stand fast. Be steadfast, unmovable, in the freedom that God has given
Amen.
Us in Christ.
Right, brother.
Don't be entangled again. The Bible says, he told Timothy, no man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life.
Yeah.
Amen. He's got to be a good soldier. Amen. Put on the armor of God. David's armor, Saul's armor didn't fit David.
No.
Weighted down.
Amen.
Amen. Weighted down. But when God, amen, you put the armor of God on, it fits just right. You're equipped to go to battle.
Yeah.
Amen. And you're not bound down by that armor like
it's
covered about. Amen. Like Saul's armor was on David. You find yourself light as a feather.
Yeah.
Amen. Can go down the road and face tomorrow because he lives.
Amen.
Amen. Let's read on down a little bit more.
Preaching,
hey, Romans 6:7, for he that is dead is free from sin. Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. Knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, died no more. Dead hath no more dominion over him.
Mm-hmm.
For in that he died unto sin once. But in that he liveth unto God. Amen. Likewise, reckon ye also yourself to be dead indeed unto sin. There it is.
Mm-hmm.
Dead unto sin. But alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Now, I'm not saying that when you get saved you can't go out and sin. I'm not saying that a bit.
Right.
I'm saying you don't have to serve sin. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, you don't have to go back to the old way.
Right.
Amen. You think, well, you know, if I get saved, there's so much I got to give up. And I can't give up my drinking. I can't give up my doing this. I can't give it up my wild living.
Uh-huh.
I tell you what, you get saved and you get born again and Christ will come in and dwell inside.
Amen.
And you'll take on the desires that he has.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. He give you new desires.
Yeah.
You won't want that stuff no more.
That's right.
Why? Because now, if you go out and do that stuff, you'll be cheating on your husband.
Yeah. Come on, brother. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Why
you You'd be committing idolatry and adultery against Christ if you go back out in the world. And if you love your wife in the flesh, if you truly love your wife, you don't want to do that to her.
Amen.
You don't want to break her heart.
Right.
You don't want to have, you know, that one flesh. You and your wife are one flesh.
Yeah.
Joined together in the Lord. Amen. And what you do to your wife, you do to your own self.
That's right.
You hurt your own self.
Uh-huh.
No man hated his own flesh, the Bible says. Husbands, love your wife as Christ loved the church.
Yeah.
And the church is to love Christ back.
Mm-hmm.
Each time we go out in that old lifestyle of sin after we've been born again, that's one more time we're going out and cheating on Jesus. That's just plain and simple.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amen. If you think about it, that's the truth.
Blessing.
I was saying in verse 12, what are we going to do about this? We're dead to sin. We need to live a godly into Christ. But what do we do? How do we do it? Romans 6:12. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body.
Right.
Yes, we have a mortal body. Yes, it's made of flesh. Yes, it has fleshly desires and lusts. Mm-hmm. We don't have to let sin reign.
Amen.
Become master in that body.
Amen.
That you should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. Be God's mouthpiece.
Yeah.
Be God's feet preaching the gospel. Amen. Yeah. Be God's arms and legs, amen, extending hands and invitations and hugging those that are without, amen, in the world today.
Come on, brother.
You are God's mouthpiece. You are God's hand. You are God's feet.
Yeah.
And what you do represents Him.
That's right, brother.
You're a Christian.
Amen, brother.
For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin that because we are not under the law, but under grace? Is it okay to go out and just do anything you want to?
No.
God forbid. Mm-hmm. That's twice it says that.
Mm-hmm.
Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience to righteousness. They mentioned obedience is more sensible.
Mm-hmm.
So you are a servant either of sin, and you're bondage, by the way, if you are, or you're committed to Christ and you're totally free.
Yeah.
Amen. And you're a servant in the sense that you want to serve.
Mm-hmm.
Not that you're made to serve, but you want to serve. Even as Christ, when supper was ended, he got down and he girded about a towel around his loins, began to pick up the disciples' feet and wash them. Amen. Why? Because he loved them.
Yeah.
Amen. He wasn't trying to be, you know, all showy. Look at me. I'm the humblest person in the crowd. He did it because he loved them.
Yeah.
Amen. He wanted to serve them. And we don't have to be servants to sin in that sense. We serve Christ because we love Him.
Yeah.
Yeah, indeed.
Verse 17, but God be thanked that you were servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered unto you. It comes from the heart. You've obeyed from the heart. Being then made free from sin, you became the servants of righteousness. Going back to the husband and wife, they call it a ball and chain. Amen. But I tell you what, you try to live life without that ball and chain and see how bound down you feel then.
Yeah, come on, brother.
Amen. You're totally free. Now, you're one place. You can experience things together. And when you're apart from one another, you feel, if you truly love one another, you feel oppression.
Yeah.
There, and a pressure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen. Because your other half is not with you.
Amen.
Part of you is gone.
Amen.
How does it feel? Amen. When you get out in the world and part of you is gone, and the fact that the Holy Spirit doesn't visit with you as much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How does that feel? That feel bad?
Yes, sir.
That make you feel guilty? That chastise you?
Yeah.
Man, if you're born again, it will.
Yeah.
Amen. Right. You'll be thankful for it because God is telling, trying to get you to teach you. Come back to me.
Amen.
You've left your first love. Amen. Come back to me. Verse 19, and we're about done here. I speak after the manner of men. Why is he speaking after this manner? Because of the infirmity of your flesh. I've got to break it down for you. For as ye have yielded your members' service to uncleanness and to iniquity, to iniquity, even so now yield your members service to righteousness and to holiness. Even as you've been out in the world and you've done things for the devil and for the world's sake, be as yielding to Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you were in gung-ho for the world.
Yeah.
Let's get it. I remember Brother Frank Bledsoe preached up here in a revival. You know, one of the last revivals I heard preach. Be all in for Christ.
Amen.
Amen. All in for Christ.
Mm-hmm.
He says, for when you were servants of sin, you were free from righteousness. Verse 21, but what fruit had you then in those things whereof now you are ashamed? You're Christian, you'll be ashamed of those things.
Yeah. Right, brother.
I hear Brother Willard and some of these other brothers, and even myself, they'll talk about what they did when they was a sinner, and they'll say, I'm not doing it to boast.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ashamed of those
things. Amen, brother.
Why? Because you're a new creature.
Yeah.
Amen. You've been a spouse to a new husband.
Amen, brother.
Amen. And you don't want to break that husband's heart.
Right.
You don't want to break that spouse's heart. You're ashamed of those things. For the end of those things is death. What you was delivered from. Going right back to it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Verse 22. But now being made free from sin and become the servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness unto in the end everlasting life. So you serve sin unto death, you serve Christ unto everlasting life.
Amen.
And that's just not in heaven either.
Right.
He said He came that we might have life more abundant.
Amen.
I believe that's right here on earth. He doesn't want us to be moping and groping. Amen. Coming in the door with our lower lip. Amen. Almost tripping over. Amen. We're supposed to be happy.
Amen.
Amen. Joy unspeakable and full of glory.
Amen. Right, right.
Amen. You serve Christ with everlasting life, mm-hmm. or you can go back to serve sin as dead. Why? For the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. That song I sung a minute ago talked about being no condemnation. Back in, over in Romans chapter 8, just a page or two over. Verse 1 said, there is now, therefore, now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
Who what? Walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit.
Amen.
That Spirit is what gives us that communication.
That's right.
God and Jesus, the Father.
Yeah.
Amen. It's that Spirit. I tell you what, if you're bound today, we sing a song called He Broke the Chains.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. If you're bound in sin today, whether you're lost or whether you're saved, sin wants you.
Mm-hmm.
And sin will do anything it can. Amen. To get you. Amen. To lure you back in those entanglements. Amen. You know, it's funny. You're talking about them little lies. Isn't it funny when you tell one little lie, you got to tell another little lie to cover up that little lie.
Yeah.
And then you got to tell a bigger lie to cover up them little lies. And next thing you know, you're entangled in all this.
Amen.
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, that's the way the devil works.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. You can't get out of it.
Right.
Until you get back on your knees and say, God, lift this from me. Forgive me for this.
Amen.
And man, I've entangled myself in sin again. I went out and cheated on my Savior
mm-hmm.
with the world.
Yeah.
I mean, tonight it might have been a harsh message. Yeah. I won't apologize for the word.
Amen.
Amen. I tell you what, it's needful these days.
Yeah.
People understand really how serious it is.
Yeah.
Why? Because we're living in the last days.
Yes,
and that husband we just talked about is soon to come catch his bride away.
Amen.
And you don't want to be found in bed with the world.
Amen.
Point blank, you don't want to be found in that situation.
Right.
As we all stand, I'm going to ask that they could get a song. It's been good to us. Why would you want to do something like that to the Lord?
Right, brother.
He's been good to you. Amen. We should let Him know every day of our life.
Yeah.
We should let Him know. If you got something that you need to get fixed up with the Lord, found yourself going back out in the world, or whatever it may be. I don't know your heart. I don't know. This message didn't even go the way I thought it was going to go, but that's all right. Amen. Try my best to abide in the Lord. And if you got areas in your life you need to fix up with the Lord, if you want to renew your vows and renew your covenant with the Lord, right here's the best time to do it, the best place you can do it. Amen. Because why? Because God is calling right now.
Lord, if you would bless
don't harden your heart against the Lord. In this world, we renew our vows to show our loved one that we're going to be committed to them. We're going to be steadfast with them. We're going to see it through, our vows through, even as death does part. Thank God we're not worried about death doing us part with Christ. I mean, we'll be in everlasting life with Him. As they say, Do you need to renew your covenant, your vows with God today? Come. If you do, we'll be here to pray with you. But it's between you and the Lord. We can't drag you up here. Whoever this message is for, amen. You search your heart. You ask God if you want to be this morning.
Lord God, Lord, good nature.
Amen.
Lord God, Lord, I pray that Father, they sung that song.
Amen.
God, you give me, Lord,
you
make this world right by my mind,
by my heart, by my mind. We are.
Lord, have my
faith. You know what you say,
God,
we are, amen.
Lord, God, give me
life. We live free. Everybody up in here.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.